The latest is that the peace negotiations has broken down. The humanitarian truce, which the Ethiopian government unilaterally declared, has now been violated, so the war has resumed. Now, from what I understand, it is the Ethiopian government that actually started to break the truce, because the report is that, like, about a week ago, they bombarded TDF positions in southwestern Tigray in a place called Dedet.
Professor, I thought the Ethiopian government had accused the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front of being responsible for this latest fighting.
That's what the Ethiopian government says, but like I was saying, about a week ago, the Tigrayans said that their positions were shelled using artillery in a place called Dedet, and they also used tanks to attack TDF, or Tigrayan Defense Forces, position. The Ethiopian government simply did not deny that they fired. They did not confirm that they fired. They were quiet about it. So I don't think the Ethiopian government's position is credible.
Professor, we've been hearing about ethnic cleansing, and the situation in Ethiopia has also drawn international attention recently. Even the Director General of the WHO made a comment, I think, last Friday. But what do you make of international attention, particularly African Union?
The position that the WHO Director General, from that position, he had been repeatedly saying that sufficient attention has not been paid to the conflict in Tigray. Even though before the Ukraine war, the Tigray conflict was one of the largest conflicts in the world, the attention that it deserves has not been given, and the Director General is probably suspecting that racism played a role in that area. Maybe he's right, maybe he's not right. I don't know what the reason is, but international attention has not been to the level expected to end the conflict and to bring about peace in that area and restore normalcy in the Horn of Africa region, because this is an important part of commerce.
What do you see as the pathway or the prospect for peace?
I mean, this is very difficult to say. Let's say that the Ethiopian government wants peace. The position of the Ethiopian government is that they're going to separate the TPLF from the Tigrayan people and annihilate it. And when you target a group of people because of their political belief for annihilation, and this is not my characterization of it, it's the prime minister himself that calls them weed, cancer, and therefore they should be uprooted. Now, once they have ensconced themselves into that position, it's very difficult for anyone to believe that the Ethiopian government would actually want resolution of the conflict through peaceful negotiations. What we see is that the Ethiopian government does not maintain a position on any issue consistently. How do you negotiate with people who change their positions every hour? Therefore, it makes it very difficult to end this conflict through a negotiated means. What remains is that one of the sides has to win or achieve some kind of preponderance of force. If that comes, then one has to give in and come to the negotiating table.